Cafe Anyway. Welcome to Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
I'm very happy to be on the show with my mouth talking into the microphone.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Here we are on Mike's Daily Podcast. Episode 3196. Oh, it's not an EMF song. Those guys are old now. Have you seen them lately? They're old. Like me, like you, we're old. Well, you just get old over time. You can't be young and beautiful in early 90s forever.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
And by early 90s, I mean the 1990s. I mean, if you're in the early 90s and listening to this podcast, good for you.
Mike's
That means
Daily.
Podcasts have gotten really popular. Because back in the day,
yeah,
I could not explain to anyone over 60 what a podcast was. Now, is there anybody in their 90s doing a podcast? That'd be interesting. I might be doing an audio podcast well into my 90s if I make it that far. Ooh, that would be in the 2060s. Yikes. It'll be the 60s all over again, dude. Wow. Boom, boom, bam, boom, boom, bam. Fascinating. Could be, could happen. You never know, or not. So online sales are going to grow almost 6% this holiday season. Yes. But down from almost 9% a year ago. As consumers are going to turn to deal days, they're going to really... Deal days are going to be huge in the next couple of weeks. And they're going to do the buy now, pay later thing. That is huge. Buying now, paying later. Those apps are big. It's going to fuel their spending in an uncertain economic climate, say the experts. Then Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. They're expected to drive nearly one-fifth of the sales. Yes. One-fifth of all of the holiday sales will be happening on those 3 days. That's up from almost 7% from last year.
And here's today's podcast picture.
The podcast picture is of something that looks like an observatory, but it sits there in Oakland, in the Jack London Square area. And it's this big sort of observatory thing, and it's been there a long, long time. And it's just odd-looking. But it's a cool picture. See it at mikesdailypodcast.com and all the past podcast pictures. Sure, you can go to my Instagram and see it too. I'm at Mike's Daily Podcast. But still, the late great Basil the Boxer and I used to walk around Jack London Square. It is a very dog-friendly area, I have noticed over the years. People put the dog bowls out. People are like, hey, here's some free doggy treats for your doggy and all that. So... It's growing, it's changing, it's looking a lot better than it did 6 months ago. And the podcast picture is at mikesdailypodcast.com. And I enjoy bringing you this show from Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. We are broadcasting from Cafe Anyway. And if you didn't know, you can find us on Amazon Music as well. Amazon is putting prescription drugs into vending machines. They have these things they call, Amazon owns, it's called One Medical Clinics. And this began in Los Angeles. And this is so patients can pick up their medicine on the way out of appointments with doctors and not wait in an enormous line. Now, Costco did pretty well recently with their earnings. I go to Costco when I need my prescriptions. I have had fantastic experiences. Well, let's just say the last time was a great... Last time I needed to get a prescription was because I needed to get...
I can't hear you. Press the button, you donut.
I am pressing it. I needed prednisone because I had poison ivy. Poison oak, rather. Poison oak. There is a very famous pastor in the Bay Area named Bishop Bob Jackson, and I was having a conversation with him a couple weeks ago. He said, you know what this is? And he showed his hands, and there's just a couple little bumps. I go, no. He goes, that's poison oak. I got poison oak. Oh, no, what happened? Oh, I was cutting down this weird-looking bush in the backyard, and I got the... Bishop Bob is 80. And I am so impressed by this guy. So he had to get the prednisone too. But it's a steroid, so you got to be careful. But that's, I went to Costco to get that. And it was very helpful.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
The guy told me what dangerous things to watch out for when using it. And it was very helpful. And then I went and got my rotisserie chicken because they sell it at a loss. For only $5, they sell it at a loss. And then, oh, there's the other stuff that I pick up. Oh, yeah, the hot dog deal. I got to get that. I know this isn't the healthiest combination of food, but still. Then I get all the healthy things, like the flaxseed meal. It's full of omega-3s. And you need those omega-3 fats in your body. They're good for you. And then maybe I pick up the hemp seed. The hemp seed's also got a lot of omega-3s in it. And the chia seeds.
Do you people really think you can get healthy by eating protein Doritos?
No Doritos. No protein Doritos. Oh, this whole protein thing. It's got to go. Now they're just, it's just so blatant. I saw, what was it? Was it a Subway ad? Something online saying, yeah, hey, our new sandwiches have 35 grams of protein or some stupid thing. I don't care. Hey, Disney. For all you people that still, if you're my age or anywhere close to my age and you're still going to Disneyland, you got problems. You've got kids. That's not the problem. What the problem is, if you don't have kids and you're going to Disneyland, you've got problems. You need to grow up. There's a reason why they call it the Peter Pan complex. But for your, because of the way you are, you deserve this. They're raising the prices because Disney knows
you're. Is that why you're bald, Mike?
It's because I don't go to Disneyland anymore, maybe. But they know you're going to pay the prices, so they're raising them. Disney is. Their annual pass prices are going up. Now, I watched a lot of the YouTubers, as we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopica, broadcasting here from Cafe Anyway. I watched a lot of the YouTubers during COVID who were going to Disneyland and Disney World. Well, they couldn't go to Disneyland because it was shut down. Disney World, they opened and they had you do limited things. You couldn't go here, you couldn't go there. It wasn't the full experience, yet they were charging you up the wazoo. But I would watch that as an escape because I was stuck at home. Those YouTubers have since amassed huge amounts of subscribers.
Anyway.
Cafe Anyway. And I'll watch that. But when I watch, I laugh because a lot of them now are whining and complaining about how much it costs. And then I just see these long lines, which you've got to pay an extra amount to get through the long lines faster. But Disney increased prices across both Walt Disney World and Disneyland for certain single day tickets, as well as their annual passes, as well as the add-ons that let you go through the lines faster. Their lowest one-day, one-park ticket starting price remains at $104. However, if you want the top-tier one-day, one-park price, that's twice that, and then some.
And they have 150 to 200 gas pumps.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
What?
All massive. Here at Cafe Anyway.
It's like a Walmart-sized convenience store.
It's Walmart-sized, this Cafe
inside
Anyway.
Inside is anything you can imagine food-wise, from burgers can you imagine? To barbecue to chicken.
It's like a truck stop on steroids.
It is everything you would ever want.
Maybe a quadruple dose of steroids.
I'm surprised.
We do not have any steroids here. Stop with that. So the five-day park hopper ticket, if you want to just jump around, which you will need if you go to Disney World, not so much Disneyland, because the only other amusement park they have is right next door, California Adventure. But in Florida, oh my gosh, there's four. There's four amusement parks. If you want to jump between all four, $655 per person. And they pay it. A one-day visit at the lowest tier for a family of four That would cost $416 if you break it all down. The standard parking, however, has risen up to $35 for the day.
Mike is awesome.
Thank you. I get this information from Rob Black. I produce his podcast, and he is heard on AM 1220 KDOW in the Bay Area Monday through Friday in the 5 o'clock hour, 5 p.m. And he's on Cron TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 a.m. hour. But $35. The first time I had to pay $20 was when I went to see the Dixie Chicks at Staples Center. Michelle Branch opened for them. And I'm parking in the parking lot, because you're not going to park anywhere else in that neighborhood. It's kind of shady. And I was going to, okay, I'll park in the parking lot. Nice, it's well lit. Not too close, not too far away. Not too far of a walk is what I was trying to say. To get into, it's not Staples Center anymore. It's Crypto Center or something. And the lady says, that's $20. And I went, what? Now that's chump change. $35 now. I'm sure it costs way more to go to that, the whatever the center is. It is. It's just a total, that's where they get you. Oh, by the way, Lightning Lane and the Genie Plus, that's what they called getting you through the line faster. That moved up to an extra $45 per day. Disney is blaming the wages, not employee wages. They call them cast wages because they're not employees. They're cast members. Also, they blame the fact that they've had to refresh all of their rides, all of their experiences, and they've had to add new lands and attractions. If you wanted the annual pass option, you would have to spend, is this $1,629? Okay. That's what I'm seeing here. But, oh, okay. Now, on to Netflix. They're having some problems. A little bit. They recently had their, they did a stock split. But,
isn't this cool?
Oh, welcome to Cafe Anyway.
I'll be darned.
Oh, one of my favorite YouTubers.
People come up here and it's still standing here forever.
Walking around.
This guy created. Huh. Cool.
I'm glad you liked it. There he went. He stopped by and he left. That's Russ from RV or TV. I don't see him ever go to any amusement parks. He hates crowds. That's why we love him. But if you don't watch YouTube and you're watching Netflix instead, their K-pop, the huge success of the K-pop Demon Hunters was slowed by Elon Musk and the tariffs. The big first half rally, then a pullback. Netflix surged roughly 50% in the first quarter of 2025. I'm sorry, the first half of 2025. The stock cooled, though, after June, despite the company still being up about 36% from as opposed to 2024. A K-pop-ish hit couldn't keep the momentum alone. The animated musical became Netflix's most watched original film with over 40 million views. But then, and then they released it in the theaters too, and it did really well, but they didn't release how well it did.
Why do they always interrupt our snacking?
From that movie.
You're a demon.
But Netflix did not release, they hardly ever released key information like that. Like how many people showed up to their movies to see that. And you know they're going to be releasing in theaters the Stranger Things. That's going to be even bigger, I'm sure. But two unusual... And releasing that movie, the K-pop Demon Hunters, in the theaters, of course, was the music. They've had all these hit songs off that soundtrack. And it's amazing that a soundtrack had hit songs off of it. That was something that happened a lot in the 80s. Your Flashdance and... of what was that called with the I gotta cut loose, Footloose, Kevin Bacon, that one, and then the Top Gun and your Dirty Dancing movie and all the other ones. But he soundtracks did really well in the 80s. A little bit in the 90s you had the Bodyguard soundtrack with Whitney Houston. You had, what's the other big thing? that happened in the 90s. Then later there was Glee that did pretty well, but that was TV. There were some TV
hits. This is Judge Clinton.
Oh, hey, Judge Clinton's one.
I'm trying to get the telephone number. Get me the number into the studio.
Okay, because you have a lot to say.
I'm supposed to be on the radio. Oh, be of good cheer.
You be of good cheer as well, sir. Thank you. Thank you for popping by, whoever that was. And let's see. Beverly Hills Cop. Oh, Footloose. I even said the name of the song when I was singing the Kenny Loggins song. Beverly Hills Cop had a couple hit songs. There was the Hughes guy that did. Oh, my brain stopped working all of a sudden. It was the movie with John Candy. All right, Planes, Trains. John Hughes did the. He had a couple movies that had big songs off the soundtracks, like the Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, If You Leave, and yeah, Simple Minds with Don't You Forget About Me. Anyway, Cafe, anyway. Two unusual headline risks dented some of the success that Netflix had. You had President Trump's talk of 100% tariffs on foreign-made movies. And, of course, one of the big hit series shows that Netflix had was the Squid Games from Korea. Now, Elon Musk's public call, also, he had a public call. He announced to the world, he asked the world to cancel their Netflix subscriptions. That added political and social uncertainty.
It didn't go quite as planned. Watch here.
It didn't go as quite as planned. But you can't watch here because, okay, there is a video going on the Twitch, which you can get to at mikesdailypodcast.com. But no, there's nothing else to see. But to listen to, we've got stuff to listen to. So that hit their shares. That hit their stock, Netflix. All this political and social uncertainty. Short-term noise, though, versus long-term fundamentals. Analysts call these events headline risks. The core business, the content, engagement, ad revenue all look strong. Netflix scores big. A widely watched boxing event, new seasons of hit shows, strong viewer metrics versus rivals, says Rob. Netflix ad tier has moved from experimental to a material growth engine, and hit recent shows like Adolescence, Trauma Code, Heroes on Call registered about 34.1 million views. The Residents recorded roughly 33.3 million. And upcoming notables include Nobody Wants This, Love is Blind. Oh, I remember Love on the Spectrum. That I watched a couple seasons of that. The Woman in Cabin 10.
Yeah. Look, I'm not here to screw around, man. Like, I got plenty of other things to do. And like,
oh, yeah.
You know?
You hey, sound when like
when
it.
When I got my downtime, yeah, man. Like, I'll be playing Escape from Tarkov or PUBG.
Oh, that sounds
or,
like
know,
fun.
NHL on Xbox. You
are
know?
You going to watch Netflix, though? And then Netflix get a little bit into video games, too. So there was that as well. Pleasing that gamer guy that just we heard from. And they had NFL. They got NFL coming up on Christmas. And they got, of course, Stranger Things. Which it's absolutely going to be watched anywhere near my lovely lady friend. I'm going to be watching it with her. She's going to have to be explaining things because I'm not a ginormous fan, but still. It's the screaming kids that bug me. But I've started to enjoy some of the actors that play those characters. Oh, I'm falling for it, which most of the country did. But this is not, it's weird. You know, it's like when I worked in music in the world of radio, and you would play a song and you wouldn't like it, but then the song got popular and got played and played and overplayed, and people would say, ooh, it's growing on me. Well, no, it's not. It's just that it's being bombarded into your ear so many times, you're just accepting it at that point. And you're attaching memories and such to it that then you like it. It's like a lot of movies we really loved back from our youth, for me back in the 80s and the 90s and the 70s, I remember when Grease came out. I remember when in the 70s there was the big craze, I guess, with the, you know, Saturday Night Fever and all that, and that soundtrack was huge.
Wow!
I guess all the Disney movies I saw growing up. And then you go back and see some of the stuff and go, eh, it's not that good. Star Wars, oh yeah, that was big in the 70s, of course, when it was released in the mid-70s. Yeah, the first ones. But after a while, when I come back to it, I'm like, wait, what was it? I guess it's all nostalgia. Anyway, Cafe Anyway, look who's outside of Cafe Anyway right now. Hello, my friends. This is Shelly Shuhart, gift shop supervisor. I have some nostalgia snow globes for you, Mike Matthews. Would you like to buy one? Sure, I can't wait to buy one. Everybody loves your snow globes.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Oh, wow. That snow globe sounded like a Mr. Microphone, also from my youth.
Yeah, Mike Matthews, I don't know what that is, but I know everything that's on Netflix. I watch it all the time, Mike Matthews, even though I might have said I don't watch it at all in a previous episode. But thank you for not paying any attention to continuity.
Shelly Shuhart and her exploding snow globes. You're welcome. Look who else is here.
Oh, Mike, this is Floyd the Floor Man.
And this is John Deere the Engineer. Yes, Mike, all those science fiction shows are wonderful, and I like to watch that constantly.
Mike makes music.
It's poetry in motion. No, wait, I didn't write that song. That would be Thomas Dolby guy. Oh. Hey, well, that's the end of this podcast. Hey, well, I'm gonna end it here. Hope it was well, and hope you stay well. If you would like to call, here's the number.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, the past podcast, the podcast picture, the Cafe Anyway characters, all that, you can find at my website, mikesdailypodcast.com. And with more information on all of that, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you for listening.
Now, of course, we only take Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency because we've all decided centralized banking is rigged, so we trust more in fly-by-night Ponzi schemes.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye!